Last week we left off on Yutes Amud Beis, right in the middle of the Daf. We have the tiny letter Dalet, the Tzion of the Ayin Mishpat. So Gemara tells a story that once upon a time on Yutes Amud Beis, once upon a time, Hashtar Parsur, they had a shtar havor that was written in Persian language, in a foreign language, the Hasim Yalei Sahadi Yisrael, and it was signed by Jewish people. So no Shaila. So the Gemara says it has the status of a milvah d'shtar. The halacha is if you have a milvah peh, so then you can only collect from the leiva. You cannot collect from the lekuchas. If the leiva sold his real estate to other people, and then you come to collect from the leiva and he's broke, he has no money. Last week we left off on Yutes Amud Beis, right in the middle of the daf. We have the tiny letter Dalet, the Tzion of the Ayin Mishpat. So the Gemara tells a story that once upon a time on Yutes Amud Beis, once upon a time, Hashtar Parsur, they had a shtar havor that was written in Persian language, in a foreign language, the Hasim Yalei Sahadi Yisrael, and it was signed by Jewish people. So no Shaila. So the Gemara says it has the status of a milvah d'shtar. The halacha is if you have a milvah peh, so then you can only collect from the leiva. You cannot collect from the lekuchas. If the leiva sold his real estate to other people, and then you come to collect from the leiva and he's broke, he has no money, so he cannot go to collect from the lekuchas. But if you have a milvah d'shtar, so then you can even collect from the lekuchas. So that's what the Ma'aseh Shohei was over here. There was a shtar that was written in a foreign language in Persian, and it was signed by two Frum Yidden. So the din is magvin on day maybe shabdi. That's the halacha. It's a double pasha. Reg the Gemara kasha. How can it be good? But we don't know what in the world it says. How did they sign? The Gemara says, how did they sign the shtar? They know what it says. How do they have the right to sign the shtar? But halo yadi lemikri. How did the Frum Yidden know what they're reading that they should have the right to sign? You can't sign unless you know what it says. Everything more. But the yadi, they know how to read Persian. They understand what it says, so they sign. Greg the Gemara, but what kind of a shtar is it? Don't you have to have that a shtar in order to serve as a shtaraya? Has to be such a paper and such an ink that you shouldn't be able to change the text. And mistama these people, mistama the Persians, mistama they were not medaktek about writing with such ink, with such paper that you shouldn't be able to change the text. The bus takes the whole shtar is no good. And for the Gemara, no, b'diafitzon. The story was that the parchment was treated with such a chemical, so that when they wrote with ink on top of it, if you would erase it and replace it and write something else, you would be able to detect it. So it was exiled. Shani Yochel is died. If you couldn't forge it, you couldn't change it. So it's good. Craig the Gemara, but what kind of a good star is that? Why? The way the Goyim, the way the Persians wrote a star, I, Babin and Tzach Lachsim and Yonashal Shtar Bishita Achreinovil Leko. That's a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara says when they used to write a shtar, so normally they would leave an empty space and then the Eidim would sign. The Eidim didn't sign right under. So if you leave an empty space before the Eidim signs, so the fella can write whatever he wants in the last line. He can write after the Eidim sign, so the guy can be a wise guy, the Malva can be a wise guy, right? And he owes me another $10,000. He owes me another $100,000. He can write whatever he wants in the missing line. So that's what the Gemara has it in. Ein lemeidim mishita achreina. If it says something new in the last line, it does mean a thing. So that's why the halacha is that you have to just write dvarim b'teilim in the last line. That's why in the get, on the last line it says kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, I think, and in the ksuba it says hakol shor v'kayim. It means it doesn't say anything. Hakol shor v'kayim or kedas Moshe v'Yisrael doesn't say anything. So the halacha is then in the shtar you just have to filibuster. And the last line shouldn't say anything. So the Gemara effect Takasha, what good is the shtar that's signed by these Yidden? Well, Mistama, the Goyim who wrote the shtar in Persian, didn't write any filibuster on the last line. So they probably left a blank line and then the Eidim signed. So what good is it? Maybe the Malva added something on in between. And for the Gemara, no. It was written, everything was good. It was in Persian, and it just repeated, it says over the same thing that it said before. So there's no new secrets. No new information contained in the last line. So it's good. Craig the Gemara. So if the Akosher Atop and Akosher Alefel, if they understood how to read Persian and then they signed. And the Eidim were Yidden, not Goyim. From the Yidden who signed it. And there was Ksav Sheni Yochel is Daiv. You couldn't put anything in there. You couldn't forge anything. And the last line doesn't contain any new secrets about it. So what's the Shaila? What's the chiddush? The kol lashon kosher. That a shtar is kosher even if it's written not in Hebrew. The Gemara Tanina, isn't that a Mishnah later that says beferish get sheksava yivris ve'edav yivanis? The text of the get is written in Hebrew, but the witness is signed in Greek. Or yivanis ve'edav yivris. Or if I can't, the text of the get is written in Greek and the edim signed on the bottom in Hebrew. Kosher state beferish that a get that's written mishal shainis is kosher. So the Yoylam, the Gemara could have given a simple answer.
The Gemara could find a different language. It's not much from here that says find Hebrew.
So it's, I mean, it's even better. I mean, the shtar is written in Persian and it's signed in Persian. It's avada good. It's even better. The Mishnah says a chiddush, even though Hebrew you write from right to left. In Greek, I think you write the other way. That's how the Rambam writes it. You write from left to right. It's a different script, and it goes the opposite direction, and it's two different languages. The get is written in one language, and the Hasim HaTzeedim is written in another language. It's good. So what's the chiddush over here that in Persian it's good? Das is the kasha. The Ramah in Hilchas Shabbos quotes one opinion. We discussed it over here at the beginning of Gittin and Dachev. The Ramah quotes one opinion that the Malacha derais of Ksive on Shabbos only applies if you write either in Ksav Ashuris, the script of the Sefer Torah, Ksav Ashuris, or if you write in Greek, in the Greek alphabet. But if you write the way we write Hebrew, the script Hebrew, or if you write in English letters, or if you write in Chinese or Persian or any other Ksav, it's only Kosef Mederabonon. That's how the Ramah quotes Ashitif and the Yorzarua. And the Mishnah Berurah gets so angry, how can it be? It's not so. He says, you're not allowed to paskin like that. And the Or HaShulchan says he doesn't believe that. The Ramah put it in, he says, the printer put it in. It's not true. The printer put it in, the Ramah would never paskin like that. It's quoted in the Ramah in a Chumrah, and that is a cool quoted in the Chumrah. But they all get angry, Mishnah Berurah, how can it be? So what is Taket? We don't paskin like that Shita. So what does that Shita hold? That Shita holds that Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah can only be written in Ksav Ashuris, but a Sefer Torah can either be written in Ksav Ashuris like we have, in fancy Hebrew printed letters, or in Ksav Yevonis, because of the Pasuk, Yavta Lekim Leyefes, V'yishkin Be'ol Leshem. Yav Yefusa Shal Yefes refers to the Greek alphabet, the script, it should be included in Torah. You're allowed to write a Sefer Torah in Yevonis. So there's a tiny group of Rishonim, a very small tiny group, two or three, five Rishonim, very few. Each one was a Talmud of the other one. Basically, one or two Shittas, that's all. So a very small group of Rishonim say that that's the only script that the Halacha recognizes are these two, Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis. The Halacha doesn't recognize any other script. So they say that on Shabbos, if you write in any other language, it's not called Kosef. We pass from the Halacha like the Rambam, that if you draw a picture on Shabbos, it's a Malacha Deraisa. Rashi learns the Gemara not so. We pass from like the Rambam, if you make a fingerprint, it's a Malacha Deraisa. If you draw a picture, it's a Malacha Deraisa. So it's like Gora, if you write in English, if you write in script Hebrew, it's like Gora from drawing a picture. Whenever there's a symbol, whatever makes some sense. So that's a Malacha Ksiva. But these are showing them all like Rashi, that you draw a picture is not a Malacha Deraisa. It's only Malacha Deraisa if you write Oisius. And they claim that Allah only recognizes two scripts. And part of their story, which we don't accept at all, part of their story is, look in the Mishnah Gittin, that it says a get can be either written in Hebrew, in Ashuris, or in Yevonis. And it never says that a get that's written in Persian is good. That's what they say. That's part of their story. So our Gemara is Beferish Vaker. Our Gemara stayed Beferish Vaker. The Gemara tells there was a Shtar Havor that was written in Persian, and the Gemara says, what? And everything was ausgehalten, the paper was good, and the ink was good, and it didn't say anything new in the last line, and the Edom knew how to read it, everything. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's enough in the Mishnah that it's good. What do you mean Pshita? The Mishnah only says that Greek and Ksav Ashuris is good, never said that Persian is good. So you see, the Gemara held that that's not even a Chiddush. You don't have to tell over a Chiddush even. According to the other Rishonim, not only is a Chiddush, it's wrong. A star in another language, and another script is not acceptable. So the Gemara says, it's so wrong, like the Mishnah Berurah Ner HaShulchan. The Shita is so wrong, it's not even a Chiddush to say that they're wrong. The Mishnah says that in Greek is good, so in Persian is also good. My Kamashma, Kaloshin Kosha Tanina, it's a Mishnah. And for the Gemara doesn't answer like that, that the Chiddush is that Persian is also good. The Dovah Pasha, that Persian is good. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah later on, where is it, on Pezayin, is talking about a Get Isha. So we know that there are all kinds of kulas. We learned on this daf. Sometimes there's a kula by get isha, even if the yadim don't know how to read the text of the get. So a mekel, someone else reads it for them. if it's reliable people, and you let them sign. And other stories were not mekel. By get were mekel, because sometimes you'll have a situation of igun, that the husband only wants to give you the get now in the next hour, and he's leaving to South Africa, and he's never going to see him again. So sometimes it'll turn out the only witnesses who are tracked to have to sign the get are people who don't know how to read Hebrew, or that maybe they don't know how to sign. So you have a kula, you give them a stencil, and they fill in their names. So the Gemara said, these kulas are only by get isha mishum iguna, not even by shtar shich rabbi knaini. Even though the dinim are usually compared, lola meisha, but not for the kulas. It's only a kula. So ma'u the tamer, the Gemara said, one might have thought, what does it say? Ime hahi, if you'd only have the Mishnah, habi amina, one might have said, hani mili begitin and get isha. Because you make a lot of kulas mishum iguna, so there, you rely on Iker Adin Deraisa that you accept a get written in other languages as well. Avol b'shar shtaras, but here it's a shtar halvoeh. I would have thought, loy, it's not right to be mekel. It has to be dafke, a language that a lot of people understand. A Persian shouldn't accept. Kamash malon, that's the chit. Okay, that's how the Gemara says. But you see from this Gemara that it's a double pashut, that a shtar that's written in English, a shtar that's written in the Koloshan, is acceptable. There's nothing wrong. Now the Gemara has a new chiddush. A man takes a blank piece of paper and he gives it to his wife and he says, hurry up magureshishly to get this. And doesn't say anything there. So is that good? Of course it's not good. Where's the get? There's nothing there. Omar Shmuel, nasan lan niyocholok, he gives her a blank piece of paper. Liyamala hareze gitech. So the din is magureshish. How can it be Megureshes? But she's permitted to remarry Megureshes. Why? Chayshin Hashem b'mei milim k'sovim. Maybe he wrote it in invisible ink.
Taignesh.
Even if he bothered, well, I mean, maybe he wrote it in invisible ink. Maybe. So maybe his wife is allowed to remarry. Even if he did write it, even if he watched the radio, Taignesh. What good is invisible ink? What do you mean, maybe? So she's Megureshes. The whole thing doesn't make sense. The Gemara is going to explain it. Figma kasha meisvei. How can it be? Yeah, but the sefta that says hareza abraisa, hareza gidich, the husband shows the edim the get, and they read it, and then he gives the get to the wife, and he says hareza gidich, and then the wife took it, not loss of his arkasa, and she's so angry, he gave her the get, she's so angry, why are they getting divorced? And she throws it into the river, and it disappears, and they can't get it back, and then he says, I fooled you, the get is in my pocket. I didn't give you the get. I gave you a different piece of paper. Goodbye. You're not Megureshes. So what's the din? Is she Megureshes? Is she not Megureshes? Originally he showed a get. That's how the Gemara is going to explain it. Originally he said, here's the get, and the Eidim read it, and then he says, and then he puts it in his pocket, and then he starts holding a whole speech, and then he pulls a get, then he pulls a piece of paper out of his pocket. We're not sure whether, he has all kinds of papers in his pocket. So we're not sure whether he pulled out the same paper that he put in before. He takes that, okay, here's the get, and he gives it to her, and she's so furious, she throws it away. And then he says later on, they didn't look at it. And then later on he says, and it wasn't the get. So she's not Megureshes. So what's the din? So the Tosefta is...
Lo be yodo, if he was once Megureshes, the lo be yodo to change anymore.
I didn't give it.
But we don't know. He
maybe didn't give it.
He showed it to the Eidim. No, the Eidim made the Megureshes.
No, you have to give the get. The Nesina gives the get. Showed it to the Eidim, they read it, they signed it, okay. And then he put it in his pocket before he gave it to her. And then he pulls it out of his pocket.
Well, you don't know which paper,
and we're not sure whether it's the same paper. The Eidim thought that it was the same paper. They didn't see any other papers in his pocket. They think that to the best of their knowledge it's the same paper. And then he says, I fooled you, it's not the get. And then there's no way to know.
He has to prove, show the other get from his pocket.
No, maybe he could have that. Maybe he had a couple.
He doesn't show. He doesn't show the other get. So the Brisa says he's not believed. He gives her the get, and she's angry, but not lost. So she receives the get, she throws into the ocean. She throws it into the fire. She throws it into the garbage collection, and disappears, incinerated, okay. And then he says, ha-ha, I gave you a different star, and this can get. Star Amonahu is a different star. Had nothing to do with the get. So the Brisa says, Megureshes, because the Adam saw the get. And it looked to them, when he put it in his pocket, looked like it's the same piece of paper that he took out. They don't think that he switched it. The husband is not bagloif now. After he gave what appeared to us to be the get, he's not believed to say that I fooled you. So he's not believed to say that she's still an Ashish Ish. to the best knowledge of the witnesses, this is the get, so it's a good get. Zog the Gemara, the only reason why it's a good get is the sound from the Brice, the time of the Kaksav. The only reason why it's good is because they saw, they read it. There was a Kaksav on the piece of paper, and the Adam read it, and they saw it was a get. So that's why it's good. That's why he's not believed later on to say that he was fooling. But if there's nothing written on the piece of paper, lie. So what do you mean over here? The man gives a niyoch cholok, he gives a blank sheet to his wife, and Shmuel says megureshes because maybe yeah, maybe not. What do you mean maybe? Maybe he wrote an invisible link. How is that good? It doesn't make any sense. How can it be?
No.
This case sounds like Shmuel's case. He just gives a blank piece of paper, shows the Adam. You see this? This is the get and Hariat Megureshes and Fartik. So the Gemara says, how is that good? We don't have any Adam. He just shows a piece of blank piece of paper and he gives it to the wife and says, this is the get. So the Gemara says, it doesn't make any sense the way we read it. The Gemara is going to explain it in a minute. It doesn't make any sense.
What does the item sign?
They didn't sign. Let's say we talk in Adam Mesira, Kari, so you don't even need Adam
Mesira.
The Adam watched them give a blank piece of paper. So the Gemara says, but nothing. That the Gemara's cash is nothing.
What do they need? A
proof?
What do they need? A
price? Yeah, you don't even need a price. Yeah, I don't know. What do you need a price? The top taste. What do you even need a price to ask a cash? A kalata joke. What do you even have to ask him a price? Okay. So the Gemara has to knock some sense into Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Kikom Shmuel. What Shmuel meant was the following: the batkinale b'maya denora. You take the piece of paper. There is such a thing as invisible ink, Gemara Gemara, and there was a way to get that invisible ink to appear. You pour some chemical on top. Or you hold it on top of the fire. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about over here. They took the piece of paper that he said Hareza Gita. If he gave it to get to the wife, then later on the bezin, the Adam say, "Where's the get? We didn't see anything." So they take the get and they put on the chemical and then all the letters appear. They say, oh, now we see what it is. E polit. If the letters become visible, then it's good. Be loy polit, and if the letters do not become visible, is lav klumu, that is not good. That's what Shmuel meant to say. He gave his wife a get with a blank piece of paper. He says, Haresa gitech, and then later on, if we'll demonstrate that there was invisible ink, it's going to be good. Craig the Gemakasha still doesn't make any sense. The chipolit might have, even if the letters appear later, what good is it? Ashtahu the polit, the letters appeared now, but b'shas ma'isim, when he gave it together, it was invisible ink. Invisible ink is nothing.
Now
we pour it on the chemical and it did appear. So it's a gloy Muslim affair that there was something written invisible ink. But b'shas ma'isim, when he gave it, there was nothing there, so that's no good. You give a get that you cannot read, it's not called a ksav. Yeah. Even if it's such a thing, so let him have to give it again. Let him have to take the get and give it again a second time. Shmuel doesn't say that. If he says you give it again, then mamish no chiddush. What's the chiddush he gives it again? So Shmuel is saying, the first nesinus I get is good. How can it be? And for the Gemara name, that's not what Shmuel said. Not that he said she's Mugureshes Vadai. First, the Gemara, originally the Gemara thought that Shmuel's memorand he gives a blank piece of paper, because chayshinon, amod nalosh and chayshinon. So on the left hand side of the daf, they tell you to look in the Tosfos lekamon mem on the base, and another Tosfos where's in Kiddushin, that once in a while the Gemara uses the expression chayshinon as a vada. Usually chayshinon means we have to be chayshish, maybe daf memachmazai, misofik. Here in a few other places, the Gemara has the expression chayshinon, we are toiler that's what happened. Shmuel meant to say she's Megureshes Vadai, because we assume that he must have written it in invisible ink. Now the Gemara comes to the Maskana that it's not so. And for the Gemara, because the Gemara asked Akasha, even if it turns out that he did Vadai write it in invisible ink, but when he gave the Nesina Saget, there was no good, there was no Ksav. And for the Gemara, Shmuel Nami Chashin and Kamar. Shmuel only meant me Sufik. It's not a Vadai. Why is it even a Sufik? Shouldn't even be a Sufik yet, the Rashi explains. He said to the Adam, here's the get, and they don't see anything. Here's the get, and he gives it to the wife, Kukla, Harezi Megureshes. Harezi Megureshes many. Then the wife says, I can't see anything. So right away they pour on the chemicals, and now everybody looked, now they can see. It could be that if they would have looked carefully before, they would have been able to read the whole get. Maybe you didn't really need the chemical. Maybe you didn't have to hold it over the fire in order to bring out the letters. Maybe if they would have looked carefully before, it would have also been visible. Who says that it's not? So that's what Shmuel only said. It's a sofeg. Chashinon, Rashi writes, Chashinon, Shem Eloi Nivlu Yofer. Maybe the letters were not so absorbed in the parchment. Maybe they would have been readable. Invisible. Maybe they were partially visible. So maybe the get is good. So that's all Shmuel said. So what's the Chiddush of saying that she's a sofeg Megureshes? So what's the significance of saying halacha l'maaseh? What's the din? The man gave his wife a get, and we have a suffix whether the get is good. So what's the din? So the din is if I'm a kohen, if now the husband is a kohen and he gave his wife a get, and when a mesupik, if the get was readable at the time, he has to give his wife a real get and goodbye. That's the end of the wife. A suffix grusha l'kohen. What if he's not a kohen? What if he's a lady or Israel? So what's the din? So Rashi says if he'll die, be mace. If he'll die, he's not a kohen, she'll be asura the kohen. We won't say she's an almona, she's allowed to marry a kohen. She may be a grusha, but she won't be allowed to marry a kohen. Or let's say he'll die later on, and he'll leave no children, no descendants, not from this wife, not from any wife. So usually the wife has to have chalitza or yibum. But if he already divorced his wife before, so you're not allowed to have chalitza or yibum. So here there's a suffix, whether he divorced his wife or he never gave it a get, so we wouldn't permit the wife to have yibum. She's not allowed to marry the brother-in-law. It's an isa kares. You're not permitted to marry the eshesach. She's not permitted to marry the brother unless we know for sure. But makam mitzvah. But if shaloi b'makam mitzvah, you're not allowed to say if it's a suffix whether the get was good or not. So Rashi says we would say chaletz shaloi misyabem is because suffix rushi. The most obvious nafkamina Rashi didn't give. Why didn't Rashi give such fancy nafkaminas? Nafkamina for a kohen and nafkamina chaletz and shalom siyabemis should have given a simple for himself. No, a man is permitted to live with a woman that is a suffix if he's married to her. Finishkin kohen and I'm still alive. I'm not holding by die. We're not discussing, and I have 9 children. We're not discussing chalitza yibim. My wife is not going to have chalitza yibim anyway. We have children. No, the shanas, am I permitted to continue living with this girl if I gave my wife a get? So we're not married anymore. Well, he's going to take her as a pilegish. Well, the magazine is going to take her. No pilegish. No. What do you mean, Araya? Shmuel says we're misupik.
He can do Kiddushin again.
Oh, he'll have to do Kiddushin again.
No, that's not the problem.
So Rashi should say it should have to be Mekadosh again in the presence of two Eidim without a bracha. On a bracha, a suffix. Okay. Okay. Rashi's referring to greater problems. My problem has an easy solution, Hasten. Rashi's telling you bigger problems. Okay, good.
But you may be able to go back to the stage of Chalak. Chalak is not a language of a piece of paper non-written. Chalak may be appearing with no obstruction on it. So it means it may have appeared Chalak. You see, otherwise I would have used a different question. Niyah Chalak is not something that they didn't write on.
You may be correct grammatically, but in the usage, that's what it means. That's in Europe, the obvious.
And because we learn, maybe it wasn't appearable. It may have appeared Chalak, but it wasn't Chalak. But it's what we learn.
In usage, you always say like that. They used to print Svarim in Europe, so they always used to print. They had extra pages left in the Ayasi Sakadesh, Lola Hotzi, and Niyah Chalak, they'll add on another shtickle page. So in usage, the word chalak means smooth. Chalak really means smooth, that's what you're saying. But in usage, what chalak means empty with nothing printed on it.
What I said, it may have appeared. When he gave it to me, it may have appeared chalak, but it wasn't really chalak.
That's what we're missing.
But it could have come out forever, it was too old or whatever.
By Yaakov, it says it's chalak. It's a fish chalak. Without a beard.
Smooth, yeah. Chalak means smooth, yeah. But here it doesn't, Pashta says it doesn't mean smooth. It means without any writing. It looked like it had no writing. Okay. The Gemara has a few other interesting halachas. The Gemara says, "Amarim and Mishmei the Rabdim, the halach is Hani Beit Trei Yav Gita Kamay." The two witnesses who are present at the time that a man gives a get to his wife, Hani Beit Trei, those two people, two witnesses, the Yav Gita Kamay, that the get is given in their presence. In other words, they the Mesira. The halach is Tzrichi leMikarye. They are required to read the get before the husband gives it over. And Aznita, either before, after, during, whatever. Otherwise, they're not. What kind of Eidim? You take the husband's word for it. That Eidus Lekim Adobe, they have to see what's happening. If he just says, have a get, and they don't read it, so it's not good.
But the two witnesses it took, they put it back in his pocket.
Oh, that thing, Mars Kasha may say. How can you say How can you say that it's only considered Eidus L'Kim Adov if the witnesses were what? Read it and they know that it's a get. What do you do with that braisa that we quoted before? Hareza Gitech, the husband gives his wife a get. And he says, Hareza Gitech. And then she takes the get and she throws it away in the fire or in the river. She throws it in the incinerator. Later on, the husband says, it was a shtar pasim, shtar amon. It was a different kind of a shtar. It was an old leftover shtar amon. It had nothing to do with a get. So the braisa said, she still is megureshes. The get is a good get. The husband is not believed to say, I was fooling you, that the get is nishkin get. Fred the Gemara, what do you mean? Zaptilpa, what was the get? What did the Edom say? Did the Edom read it? So how can he say that it wasn't a get? And if the Edom didn't read it, even if it was a get, pegdech nish, because you have to have Edis l'kim adover. Just like by Kiddushin, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Kiddushin, adav samachay dover dover mimomen. Exer shover. That it says in Chumash, ki motza bo ervas dover, the husband is required to divorce his wife if he discovers that she was having an affair with someone else. Asaita zafsur al baila. So how is motza bo? How did he discover? What, he walked in the bedroom and he found her? Edom came and they told him that the wife is Mizana. How many Edom do you have to have? You should have said Edech and then Abisur. So Nishkin Didi Mamanis, what, his wife belongs to him. So Ashalef and Didi Mamanis. Ashalef Abisur the Eter. So the din should have really been so the Gemara says no. There's halacha. It says in pasuk al pishneidim al pishloish eidim yakum dover. The other pasuk goes on nefashis. Al pishneidim eidim al pishloish eidim yumas hamei says yumas hamei says nefashis needs to eidim. And this pasuk says al pishneidim al pishloish eidim yakum dover. That goes on mominis needs to eidim. And here it says kimotzavah he discovered erbas dover that the wife was a soito. She was mizana tachas baila. How did he discover? So the Gemara learns that, Dava Dava Mimamin, you need to wait. Just like Mominus needs to wait him, so to a Dava should be Ervin needs to wait. So the Gemara says, where do you need to wait him? The Gemara says, you need to wait him to ascertain that the woman is an Eshes Ishes Inso. And also the Gemara says, you need to wait him when he gives the Kesef Kiddushin to the Kali, you have to have to wait him watch him. But the Gemara says, there's a difference. The Alpi Pasha is clearly a difference. Let's say the Eshes Ishes is Mizana and you don't have to wait him. And then the husband walks in the middle and he catches us. He's going to say, there were no Edom, so she's Materis Labailo. No, it's clear that he knows that she was Mizana. Or let's say the wife admits that she was Mizana, and the husband realizes that she was Mizana. But then no kosher Edom, Mishas, when she is Mizana. So there's no halacha that you need Edis L'kim Adavar, when an Eshes Ish is Mizana. The Pashta says that it's not so. Just this week we were discussing, there's a tshuva in the Shoel HaMeishiv, where he claims that he has a Tosfos in Ksuva that says Fakir. The Pashta says that he misread the Tosfos. It doesn't make sense. There is no such shita like that. So Rav Avadi Yosef always writes, he's always Mitzarev, Ahin and Aher, Mitzarev Shitas from under the Deret. So he's Mitzarev to Shoel HaMeishiv, to other Snifim to the Mekel. The Pashtus says, there's nothing to be Mitzarev. It's a misreading. It's wrong. It's 100% wrong. When an Eshes Ish is Mizana, no one in the world says you have to have Eidus L'Kim HaDover. Tosfos in Ksuvos, Daf Tesem and Aleph discusses it. When Dovin HaMelech was Mizana with Bathsheba, so you don't need Eidus L'Kim HaDover to Asa the woman al Baila. By Kiddushin, the Gemara says, you need Eidus L'Kim HaDover. If a man gave a ring to the girl, then he says, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, even though he and she are both Moide, that they got married, but there were no two kosher Eidim. So it's absolutely nothing. She's permitted to go marry someone else. He can marry her sister. Even though he and she both admit that they meant to Shem Kiddushin, and he gave the Kesef, it doesn't matter. You have to have Shnei Eidim share in present, and Aznit is not Chal. So the Gemara only says, the Gemara says again, there are two Eidim. There are two requirements for two kosher Eidim by Dovah Shebi'erva. By Saita to establish, Motzah by Erva's Dovah to establish that the woman is a Saita Asu al Bailo, there you need Eidis Labira Dovah. You have to have two Eidim to be Mevar, the facts of the case. By Kiddushin, the Gemara says, you require two Eidis L'Kim HaDovah. If the Eidim are not watching, so the Kiddushin is not come. The Gemara never really says explicitly what about get. When the husband gives a get to the wife, Do you need Eidim watching? The Gemara says Eidim Misira Karsi. The Eidim who are watching, Rav Blazer says Eidim Misira Karsi. So Rashi and the Rambam say Pshat Eidim Misira Karsi because you need Eidim L'Kim HaDover. And that's how Tosfos says also on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, they quote the last four lines in that, there's a big Tosfos to record the Ode. The Rogel Rabbein Tam, Loima, the Rabbein Tam, Flegalim Al Zodin. That Avadi need Eidus L'Kim HaDover. Just like by a Chasen you need Eidus L'Kim HaDover when the Chasen gives the Kesef Kiddushin. By a Get also, Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Loima, that even Rab Meir who holds Eidus Chasim HaKarsi, we'll have to admit that you have to have two Eidim still watching when he gives over the get. It's like Gora, and the two Eidim Kiddushin who have to watch. So that's the way we usually assume. But some Rishonim are not so convinced. As the Rashba later on, Peivav, not so convinced that a get needs Eidim Lekim Adot. Maybe only Kiddushin, maybe a get doesn't need. Because the Gemara in Kiddushin there on Daf Samachem base asks a question, why do you need Eidim Lekim Adot, or why shouldn't you say Haiduaz Baldin Kimei Eidim Damim Daf Hashtein? Question. Not now, some other time we'll talk. Mori asks, why don't you say Haiduaz Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami? So the Chas and Kala are both admitting that they got married to each other, so it should be good enough. So the Gemara says, no, you can't apply Haiduaz Baldin because Chav Lachrini. What is Chav Lachrini? The girl, until now, she could have married anybody. Now she just became an Eishes Ish. He asks her, Akuli Alma? So that's why it's called Chav Lachrini. So therefore, you don't apply the principle of Haiduaz Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami. That's what it says in the Gemara. What it means, that's a big question, a long discussion. Rav Chaim has, Rav Shimon has, what it means. But those are the words of the Gemara. So the Rashba Tain is, when is it called Chav Lachrini? When you Mekadosh a woman. Until then she was Mataris to marry anybody, and now she's Asura, she's an Eishes Ish. That's called Chav Lachrini. But if the woman is married to me, and then I divorce her, so that's not Chav Lachrini, Adirabis. So now she's free to marry anybody. She's free, they're free, everybody's free. Fakir, it's not Chav Lachrini. So maybe... That's how we pass it. Yeah, that's how we... Okay, that's how we pass in Lalocha, that you do require, like the Rashi and the Rambam and the Rabbi and the Tam and the Abdallah, they do require Eidus Lekim Adov even by get. But the Rashba questions it. He claims that the Rif doesn't agree. There on the Abdallah and Manalev, the Rif disagrees with Tesis, so it sounds like he Taka doesn't hope in this. It's involved there. It's not explicit. It may or may not be involved. So Tesis says it's not involved. And the Rif seems told that it is involved in Rablaz and Ramei. So that's the question. But when you read this Gemara here on the Yotes and the Beis, the simple reading of the Gemara is like the way we Paskin against the Rashba. The simple reading is, if you give the get and the Eidim didn't read it, that's the equivalent of not having Eidim. And if you give a get to no Eidim, it's zero. Nothing. You need Eidim Lekim Adov. That's what Tesis says, the last Tesis. Tzrichim Limikarye, they have to read the get. And then Tesis says, and if the Loikarye in the fourth line, and if they didn't read it, near the loy have a get. No good, nothing to discuss. You have to have Eidim Lekim Adov, and no Eidim watching. Not that the get may or may not have been chal, but we don't have no way to ascertain. No, the father ain't no get. He need Eidim Lekim Adov. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara affects Akasha. What do you mean? The husband gave his wife, husband says, I'm divorcing you. And then she got so angry, she took the get and she threw it into the fire. And then later on he says, ha ha, I was just kidding, I didn't divorce you. Calm down, I didn't divorce you. So then the Bryce is said, Loikolemenu, you don't believe him. Since he said first he divorced. So in fact, Akasha, if the halacha requires that the Eidim should read it, and the Eidim didn't read it, so there's nothing there. The Amrit on the second wide line, the Gemara asks. The Amrit, and if you're going to tell me what you said is right, Shrichi Limikarye, that the Eidim have to read the get, Basa de Karyua, after they read the get, Mimotzi Omalahachi. Of course the husband can't sign it later on, I was kidding, I didn't give you a get. It was a leftover newspaper. What do you mean, the Eidim read the get?
Okay, like on a man,
He's not believed to say that he was kidding. Well, I mean, he's not, of course he's not believed. What do you have to say he's not believed? Because he already said before, 100% not believed. The Eidim read. What's the Havamina? So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Don't you see from the Braisa that a get that's given and the Eidim didn't read it? Either you see that you don't need Eidim at all, like the Rajva, you don't need Eidim at all when a get is given. You only need Eidim by a chasana, that's called Chav Lachrini. By get, you don't even need Eidim watching at all. Or you see that you do need Eidim, but the Eidim don't have, the Eidim here, Hareza Gittich, they don't have to read it, they don't have to see what it says. As long as husband says Hareza Gittich is also good. So, Akoponim, it's against this, the Amoira, he said that the get is only good if the Eidim read it in advance. And for the Gemara, no, that's the Maisa Shahoya. Dog the Gemara. Leitzvicha must be, on the third wide line, Leitzvicha, the case must be, they did read the get. The boss of the Karyu, after they read it, Ailele Beyode, he put it into his sleeve. Beyode means into his sleeve. Or he put it into his pocket. And then he pulled it out. The afkin, then he took it out. To the best information, to the best knowledge of the Edim, he didn't switch anything. It looks to them that he took out the same get that he put in. But it's possible that he switched it. And then later on he claims that he switched it. That he fooled her that he switched it. So Mao the Tamer, one might have said, if the husband claims later on he switched it, maybe you should believe him, and she's talking not Mugaresh, it's a Sufik. Kamashmal on the Bryce, that's not so. If to the best of the knowledge of it, it could be a guy's a magician, so he could switch with the sleight of a hand, and he can fool people into believing that that he gave the same paper and it's really a different paper. But since the Edom don't think that that's what he did, to the best of their knowledge, he gave her the get that they read. So that's the Bryce that says that that the woman is Mugaresh, and the husband can't tell her later on that it's not so. Yeah. Mugaresh is Vada. Mugaresh is Vada. So the Gemara is talking about such funny cases, they caught another case. Ahu Gavra, once upon a time, the husband had a get, and he says, Harezik Gitach, the Edom didn't see. The husband had a get. I guess also the same as here. He showed the Edom the get, they read it, and then he puts it in his pocket, also such a case. Then he takes it out, puts it in the sleeve, takes it out. And they're not sure exactly what he did over here, whether he switched. They think that he threw the same get. And then he says, Hareza Gitach, and he throws it to her, and she's nearby. So the Chumash says, V'nasam B'yodah. He has to put the get in her hand. Oh, so the Gemara, the Mishnah says later on, what if she has a pocket? Put it in her pocket is also good. What if she has a house? A chotzer is also good. What if he throws it, she's standing in the street, what if he throws it near her? So the Gemara says, near her Dalaramas is also good. Near her Dalaramas is also good. That's a problem. Where did that come from? Dalaramas. Chotzer is a din de'araisa. Dalaramas, the Gemara says in the first parak in Bava Metzia, Dalaramas is only a takona de Rabbanon. So what the get? So the get is only a takona de Rabbanon. What do you mean heimomu? But the woman is an eshesish de'araisa. She's a woman. She's denied for the last 25 years. The woman is an eshesish de'araisa. So he gives a get and he throws a tuch. Dalaramas is good. How is it good? Dalaramas is only kind of the Rabbanon. That what? What's
that? The whole thing in
or the whole thing in the chotzer, or the whole thing should be tuch dalaramas. Okay, the whole thing should be tuch dalaramas. Dalaramas is like her chotzer, so the whole get should be tuch chotzer. If she's standing in the street, I mean let the part that's not in her hand be considered like tuch dalaramas. I don't know. It's a good cash. I don't know. Okay. That's a very good cash. I don't know. But that's the Gemara is, I don't know. The Gemara, a Mishnah like that, that if the husband throws the get, Tuch Dalaramas is also good. So the Rishonim over there have difficulty with that. Why is it good if the get is Tuch Dalaramas? Dalaramas is only a Kinyan in the Rabbana, and the woman is an Eshe Sish Deraisa. So some Rishonim, the Ran, on that Gemara later, the Ran says, Hefke Bezen Hefke. Since the Chachamim are Misakein that the Dalaramas belongs to the husband, so it's taka considered is if Menatera, the woman is Megureshes. That's like throwing the get into her chotzer, where she was only kind of the chotzer of the Rabbanon. But a kinyan the Rabbanon is also good. That's what some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say, Afkin and Rabbanon Kedusha Mine. That taka, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's
like
a mind.
Right. Right. So you have a few cases where the Gemara says, Afkin and Rabbanon Kedusha Mine. That's what some. So some Rishonim say, how does the get work if you throw Tuch Dalaramas? So some say, once the Chachamim were Misakein that the Dalaramas are his, so it's his Menatera. Hefke Bezen Hefke, it's his Menatera, so it's like putting the get, L'Tuch Beis and L'Tuch Hatzer, it's good Menatera. Other Rishonim say, no, it doesn't work. His Midirabonon is not his Menatera. Hefke Bezen Hefke only works to be Mafkir, to take away, works Menatera. But L'Hakmais, to declare that the Dalaramas is his, is hers, over here, it's hers, and the get is considered as if it was placed inside her chotzer, that's only going to be midirabbanon. That will never become an ater. Hefker bezne hefker can't cause that something should belong to someone. It can cause, they can be mafke my property that it no longer belongs to me, that they can't be mafke your property and give it to me, that it should be mine. So that's what the other Rishonim say, that afkino abbanon kedushin minei. And other Rishonim say that Tosfos Rid has a famous original. Tosfos Rid is always very original. So Tosfos Rid lived in Italy, so he wasn't in the tradition of all of the regular Bali Masera, the Bali Atosis who lived in France and Germany. So he had an egen style. So the Tosfos Rid says, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Dalaramas is good by get. He says, Adarab is okta. Where did they come upon such an einfall? Usually you have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun. Chachamim invented it in the Rabbanan. They patterned it after the Dinim the Raisa. Where did they get such an einfall that Dalai Lama's is kind of a Metziah, Dalai Lama's is kind of, if you want to be kind of something, I put it within the Dalai. Where'd they get that from? What is it patterned after? Where do you have a Din the Raisa that Dalai Lama's works? So he says, that's the answer to the Mishnah in Gittin. Dalai Lama's is good for a get, that's a Din the Raisa. Din the Raisa, Dafin Hab Ma Pasik, there's no Pasik. So he makes up Halacha Moshe Misina. He made up his own Halacha Moshe Misina. So he says, that must be, that's how he's reconstructing what happened over here. So he says, this is the way you have to read it. Must be that Dalai Lama's is good for get, that's Halacha Moshe Misina. That's for sure their eyes. And the Takana of Dalai Lama's by Mitziah, in the first paragraph of Mitziah. That's the Takana of the Rabbanan, pattern after, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun. That's pattern after, this din the Raisa by the get. I'll call upon him, there is such a din. There's a Mishnah later in the Pays, that if the husband and the Ayans and the Pays, the husband throws the get to Dalai Lama, so the wife is good. So that's what happened over here. The husband shows the get to the Yadin. They read it, it's Taka get, the right date, the right end. Then he puts it in his pocket, then he pulls it out, and he throws it to the wife, Tuch Dalai Lama. So it looks like she's Megoresha. Then they start looking around, and they find the mezuzah.
Didn't find the get.
They didn't find the get. They find the mezuzah. So what is it? Mezuzah. The mezuzah belongs over here. So the Gemara says this story. The wife is standing in the middle of a whole bunch of barrels, and he throws the get near her. So even though it never reached her hand, and it never landed in her pocket, but within her Dalai Lama's is good. Then ishtakach mezuzah. They were looking. They found the mezuzah. They didn't find the get. Amar Rav Nachman, mezuzah benidani lo shchicha. It doesn't make sense that someone dropped the mezuzah there. It must be that this wise guy switched it. He showed the Adam the get. Then he put it in his sleeve. Then he pulled out. The Adam thought that he threw this same get that he showed them. It must be they made a mistake. The mezuzah that they found, same size, same color, looks around the same. It must be that that's what he threw her. It cannot be that the mezuzah was laying around from before. Why should the mezuzah be there between the barrels? So in this case, even though the Adam could have sworn that he threw the get, it's no good. We assume that he must have thrown the mezuzah. But that's only... That's only if he found one mezuzah. So you say, that's it. This, the thing that he threw, that's the mezuzah. He never gave it again. What happens if you find two or three mezuzahs there? So obviously, he only threw one piece of paper. So obviously, he didn't throw two or three mezuzahs. So somebody must have dropped the mezuzahs. And where's the get? The mice must have eaten up the get. We can't find the get. It must have gotten lost. But we assume that the Yadim saw right. They read the get. And then they were watching it. And it looks like he put it in his pocket. He took it out and gave the same get. So we assume he threw the get. And she is Megoreshes. And you can't find the get. But the woman would be Megoreshes. I don't know.
Just came out of the
month. After came any cloud. Is it possible that the difference on the Mus and the Yoto is any so? But if he wants to take advantage of the Dalai Lama's, he has to do it like a filler with Dalai Lama's. The difference.
You have to intend for Dalai Lama's.
Yeah, that is why you cannot consider the rest being in a Dalai Lama's.
I don't think so. I don't know. I have to look in Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember such a condition. I don't know. Okay, that's how the Gemara says. The Gemara is telling all these funny stories, and they tell another story. Second line from the bottom. Ha'u gavra, once upon a time, a man walks into the shul, he takes out a sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh, and he gives it to his wife, and he says, Hariat Megoreshes Mimen. It's a joke. But it says in the sefer Torah, there's a pasuk about giving your wife a gift. But that's not a get. The parsha that says that giving a get doesn't... His wife a chumash, and he says, "Harei Megoreshes." That's nothing. So that's what the Gemara tells the story. Oh, Gavra, once upon a time there was a man. The all lebei kenishta, he entered the shul, shokel sefer Torah. He took out the sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh. Yaiv la ledevisu, he gave it to his wife. The Yomala, oh gita. So it says, "Harei the gita." Amar Rav Yosef said, "Garnish me garnish." What can it possibly be? Dr. Lemay Nechushla, what could it be? What? If he wrote it, maybe an invisible link. Maybe he wrote on the cloth of the sefer. We look through the whole sefer. We don't find anything. Maybe he wrote an invisible link. No. Invisible link is invisible. So we just said before, Tegnish. And even if you'll bring it out later on with a chemical or something, But at the time that he gave the get, we'd look through the whole Sefer Torah, nothing that we could see. Imishum creases the isba. Im is the top line. Imishum creases the isba. I, the parsha of Gerishin.
Yes,
that's written in the Torah, so that should serve as the get. So the Gemara says, how can that serve as the get? Habina because of lo lishma. The Sefer Torah wasn't written lishma. Maybe he was the one who commissioned the Sefer to write the Sefer Torah. So maybe he told the Sefer, I want to divorce my wife, but I don't want everybody to know. So when you write the Sefer Torah, have in mind that when you write that parsha, when you write that parsha, have me in mind that I'm going to give my wife the Sefer Torah, the shame get. Maybe he came early. He gave a dollar to the Sefer in the beginning, and the Sefer wrote the parshas Gerishin, the shame Gerishin. So the Gemara says, that's also ridiculous. It has to have a nusach of a get. The Gemara has to have a nusach of a get. It doesn't have his name, doesn't have her name, doesn't say Habreyat Megureshes Mimeni. The whole thing is missing. That says nothing. So Rav Yehuda says nothing to worry about. The Gemara could have easily said it doesn't have the normal text of a get. So instead of saying it doesn't have the text of the get, the Gemara Chapson, one chisorn, it doesn't have the Sheamus. It doesn't have neither his name nor her name. They could have said easier, it doesn't have the text. They said the name. The Tesis raises the issue over here, and there's Zok that you need names. What's Taka the Din if a man gives his wife a get, and it doesn't have any names in it? It just says, Hareyat Mugoreshes Mimeni. It doesn't say who At is, and it doesn't say who Mimeni is. What's Taka the Din? So Tesis claims here, Halbina Shmaya Shma. This is a famous Tesis. Machlekes Tesis in Iran. So Tesis, all the Achreinim Tumul about this. So Tesis claims, if you write the wrong name in the get, the Gemara says, Shina Shmaya Shma. If you wrote the wrong name in the get, that's no good. It depends on the Machlekes Rav Meir and Rabbi Loza. What kind of shtar are you talking about? If you want to have a shtar raya that says that I owe you money, so the shtar says, I owe you $100,000 and I give you a shtar, no Eidei Chasima, even, it doesn't have any Eidei Chasima on the bottom, it doesn't tell you who I am. So of course it's nothing. What do you mean, you're going to come to me with your shtar? I say, it's something. So the shtar says, I owe you $100,000 and I give you a shtar, no Eidei Chasima, even, it doesn't have any Eid Hasim on the bottom, it doesn't tell you who I am. So of course it's nothing. What do you mean, you're going to come to me with your shtar? I say, it's someone else.
Who's I?
Who's I? You don't know who I is. It says, I owe you. Who's I? Unless I signed it. Oh. If I say, I owe you $100,000 and I sign my name on the bottom, Kosev Iksav Yodai, so then you know who I is. How do you know who you is? You're holding on to the shtar. So the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that's legitimate. Those are good. If it says, I owe you $100,000 and I sign my name, so the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that's good. Whoever is holding on to it is the you. The Tvisis Balashtar indicates who it is, and the I is signed on the bottom. But if it says, I owe you $100,000 and it's not signed and you don't know who it is, so of course it's not a shtar raya. It's worthless, nothing. But we're not talking a shtar raya. We're talking a shtar kinyan. We're not interested, the wife is not interested in being able to prove that she got divorced. Let's say there are two witnesses, the witness is watching when he gives the get. What if he just says, Hareyat Mugoreshes Mimeni, doesn't say who I am, doesn't say who you are, just says, no witnesses signed on the bottom. He gives it to her in the presence of two witnesses. Is that good enough? So Tosfos says, well, that's the old Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Lozer. Rav Meir holds you have to have Eidei Chasima Karis. Even for a shtar kinyan, you have to have. So the shtar says, I owe you $100,000 and I give you a shtar. No Eidei Chasima, even, it doesn't have any Eidei Chasima on the bottom, it doesn't tell you who I am. So of course it's nothing. What do you mean, you're going to come to me with your shtar? I say, it's someone else.
Who's I?
Who's I? You don't know who I is. It says, I owe you. Who's I? Unless I signed it. Oh. If I say, I owe you $100,000 and I sign my name on the bottom, Kosev Iksav Yodai, so then you know who I is. How do you know who you is? You're holding on to the shtar. So the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that's legitimate. Those are good. If it says, I owe you $100,000 and I sign my name, so the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that's good. Whoever is holding on to it is the you. The Tfisas Balashtar indicates who it is, and you signed on the bottom. But if it says, I owe you $100,000, and it's not signed, and you don't know who it is, so of course it's not a Shtar Raya. It's worthless, nothing. But we're not talking a Shtar Raya. We're talking a Shtar Kinyan. We're not interested, the wife is not interested in being able to prove that she got divorced. Let's say there are two witnesses, the witness is watching when he gives the get. What if he just says, Hareyat Megoresh, it says, Hareyat Megoresh is Mimeni, doesn't say who I am, doesn't say who you are, just says, no witnesses signed on the bottom. He gives it to her in the presence of two witnesses. Is that good enough? So Tosfos says, well, that's the old Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Lozer. Rav Meir holds you have to have Eidei Chasima Karis. Even for a Shtar Kinyan, you have to have Eidei Chasima. What does that mean? You have to have Eidei Chasima on the bottom of Shtar Kinyan. The way, we discussed many times, the way to accomplish a Kinyan B'Shtar is by giving the other fellow a Shtar Raya that we got married. I give the girl a Shtar Raya that we are married. I give my wife a Shtar Raya that we are divorced. I give you a Shtar Raya that my building, 24 Bennett, belongs to you. So by giving you such a Shtar Raya, that accomplishes that the Kinyan takes effect. See, that's how Rav Meir holds. Eidei Chasima Karisi. Every Shtar Kinyan is like that. Rav Meir holds there's only one kind of Shtar in the world, a Shtar Raya. A Shtar Raya can accomplish a Kinyan. If I give you a Shtar Raya about a Kinyan that didn't yet take place, by my giving you the right, that causes the Kinyan to take... If it's Shaya, if a man gives a man a Shtar Raya that we're married, so of course it doesn't work. If someone else gives my wife a get that says we're divorced, of course it doesn't work. But if the right person gives the Shtar Raya on a Kinyan that he would have been able to do, Hariat Mekudeshes, Hariat Mekudeshes, Harisari Kinuilocha, so the Shtar Raya accomplishes that effect. So according to Rav Meir, that the way a Shtar Kinyan functions is by Eidei Chasima Karis, by giving a Shtar Raya. So Taisa says, Avad, according to Rav Meir, every Shtar in the world has to be Mukach Mitoichoi. You have to be, has to be a Shtar Raya, has to be self-contained, has to be a proof. So if it doesn't say who I am and who you are, it just says, Hariat Megoreshes Mimeni. No sick, no name. So of course it's no good. So Avad, according to Rav Meir, you have to have Shemus. Those are upgirit. But Tosfos assumes that according to Rav Lozer, whom we paskin like, we paskin Eidei Mesira Karisi, that there are two different categories of Shtar. A Shtar Raya, that you want to have a right that I'll owe you with $100,000. Shtar Raya has to be Mukach Mitoichai. Has to contain all the names, all the information. Otherwise, it doesn't say anything. It's a garnish. But a Shtar Kinyan just has to say the text of the Kinyan. There's no need for any Raya. Doesn't have to have any signature at all on the bottom. So the way we paskin like Rav Lozer, that Eidei Mesira Karisi, a Shtar Kinyan works, not at all the Torah Shtar Raya. Totally unrelated. I write the Loshen of the Maisa Kinyan. I write a text of the Maisa Kinyan. Hariat Megoresh is Mimeni. So according to Rav Lozer, that would be good Minat Torah. And the whole need for Shemus, you have to write the name of the husband, the name of the wife, the whole thing is all Midirabbanon. And Midirabbanon, the Megora Takana, you have to write all the names and the nicknames and everything under the sun. That's how Tosfos says, that the way we hold like Rav Lozer, the need for Shemus is only Midirabbanon. And here there's a famous comment that Ran has on this daf. He says, no, that's correct. Tosfos' analysis is correct in a different Shtar Kinyan. Let's say I want to sell a karka to you. So there, according to Rav Lozer, there will be no need to write the names. I just write, I hereby give you ownership of my house in 24 Benham. Doesn't say who I am, but I give it. I give you the shtar, so it's good. You don't need that the shtar kinyan should serve as a raya. There's no raya. Eidei Mesira Karisi, you don't need a shtar raya. But by get, there's a special din that it says, the cost of law is safer creases. And we discussed there was a machlekes Rabbi Yosi Aglili in the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Mishnah says he can write the get on paper, on wood, on parchment, on metal, on whatever you want, on any kind of a background. So the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, chutz, you can't write it on oichlim, and you can't write it on a live animal. Chutz mi balechayim, and chutz mi oichlim. And the Chachamim disagree, you can write on balechayim, and you can write it on oichlim as well. So the Gemara says, my time, Rabbi Yosef Lili, where did he get such an idea that you cannot write the get, not al gabi yoichon, not al gabi balechayim? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk says, because of law, sefer creases. So the word sefer, liyoylem, the word sefer means parchment. So you should really insist the get has to be written on parchment. But since it says, because of is marben mikol vacham, even if it's not parchment. So why does it say parchment if it doesn't mean parchment? Because it has to be dumya the parchment. It means dumya the sefer. What's dumya the sefer? A normal thing that people write on. Paper, parchment, wood, okay, metal, whatever. Nobody who writes on Balechaim, who writes on Eichem, that's not normal. So since it's not Dumya the Sefer, Rabbi Yosef Lili Tain is that it's no good. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yosef, they say, no! If it would have been written in the Chumash because of law, Ba-Sefer, so then the word Sefer means the background upon which you're writing, so you would have been right, that the word Sefer means parchment. And you would have been correct in the drasha. It has to be Dumya the Sefer. So Balei Chaim and Achim will be no good. But now that it doesn't say because of law, Ba-Sefer, so the word Sefer doesn't refer to the thing on which I'm putting the letters. Because of law, Sefer Kriyas refers to the words. You have to write a text of a get. So the word Sefer means, Ahu l'sfiris dvar mudiyasa. That's what the Gemara says. So what does it mean, l'sfiris dvar mudiyasa? That you have to write a text of a get, that if you give a blank piece of paper, is no good. That's what you need a pasuk for. That the get has to have sfiris dvar. So that's what the Ran and the other Rishonim say, no, it means sfiris dvar yisairim. You need extra l'shainas. So the Ran says, that's why you need shainas. And the other Rishonim say, that's why you need other things. That's why you have to write, we discussed it, I think, that's why you have to write in the get, the dainty heavy lichiminoi sefer truchen, and this should serve as the get. Let's say when you make a star kinyan for the karka, I write sodi kenui locho. I have to write the star ze yishamesh kishtar mechir. Never heard of such a thing. The Gemara that says you don't have to sodi kenui locho. That's it. You don't have to write, and this star should serve as the star kinyan. Hashteitzach is going to serve. But by the get, the Gemara says that's the din. You have to write the dainty heavy lichiminoi sefer truchen. That this piece of paper should serve as a get. Why do you have to write that? So the Rishonim said, it's learned out from the Pasuk, Sefer Krisis, you need Sfiras Dvar Miserim, you have to write extra Lashonis in the get. So that's what the Ran has the Chiddushim against Tosfos, that even if you're like Rabbi Lazar, that you don't say Eidich HaSim Yerkaris, you don't require that every Shtar Kinyan has to be Muchach Mitoichoi. So all other Shtar Kinyan Taka would not require Shemus, doesn't have to be Muchach Mitoichoi. But get is different, because get is a special requirement. Even Shtar Kiddushin doesn't require it. Get is different from Shtar Kiddushin. Even though you learn Makash Havai Eliyatsiyo, that Shtar Kiddushin is learned out from Shtar Gerishin, and you have to write the Shema, but these dinim of Sfiras Dvar Miserim, this is not learned out. This only applies to get. The Rishonim said like that. Only applies to get, and doesn't even apply to Shtar Kiddushin.
Couldn't they use the Eidim Miserim to make Kiyum Shtar? If they have Eidim Miserim, and they can certify that we transferred over this get that method, then you don't need Shemus anymore.
So let's say I give a blank piece of paper that says nothing.
No, we say,
it's the same thing. If it doesn't say anything,
but the Adam can say that, and this date, Moshe gave this paper to so and so.
But that's not in the get. It's a lichtnishn of that.
Everything has to be detailed.
It has to be in the get.
Uncontestable.
Yeah, it has to be written in the text of the get. It's just Balpeh. So that's like being Megarish Balpeh. There's no such thing. You have to be Megarish Viksav. Yeah?
Uncontestable.
So that's the story that the Gemara said. The Gemara said the man walked into the shul and he gave a sefer Torah to his wife. He said, "Harei Megoresh." He says, "Rav Yosef Paskin, l'may nechashlo." There's no possibility that it should be possible. No possibility that it should be a get. I mean, it's not possible that it should be a get. So the Gemara says, "Pshita." Fake Gemara, Rav Yosef, my kamash malon. What's the chiddush? Of course, it's not a get. He asked a child, and everybody knows it's not a get. That's the chiddush that even if he paid, if you're going to say. Mishum, if you mean to say that all the gitna are possible because of the following, then the Torah says the cost of law sefer krisus, that the husband is supposed to authorize the writing of the get. What's heist authorized? The husband tells the sefer, ksov getzel ishti. Who has to pay the money for the sefer? So the Gemara says now it's a din deraisa, the husband has to pay the money. It's not stam shalin didimominus. Who has to pay? Well, the job is being done for the husband, so he has to pay. But if a husband is poor, so someone else will pay. No, the Gemara says it's a din derais in the get. Not a din derais in schiras palim. Who do we send the bill to? Send the bill to someone else. No. It's a din derais in hilchas gitna. If the husband doesn't pay the sefer, if the sefer does for nothing, it's avadanais. But if the sefer wants to get paid, the husband has to pay. And if anybody else pays, felt in lishmo. Because the tzibui habal means you have to be commissioned by me to write the get for me. If someone else is paying you, it means that you're writing it for him, you're not writing it for me. And the minik ha'olam already was b'zman ha'gemara that the wife paid for the get. The husband didn't pay. The wife paid for the get. So Rav Chisda makes a statement, I can parcel every get in the world because the many of the cases, the wife paid for the get. The husband didn't pay. So he says it's absurd deraisa. Not just an Asik Dini Mamanus who was supposed to pay, and he'll... Pile does work for the Balabayas, it's considered as if he did it for him. So whoever pays the money, the sefer is writing for that person. If the wife pays for the get, he wrote the get for her, he didn't write the get for the husband. So that's not called Sivu Yabal.
Why was the wife paying? If it's a day, it's a day righteous.
It's not a mitzvah. The husband didn't want to divorce his wife. Like many times, the husband does want to give a get. So in order to coax the husband, so they promise him it's not going to cost you a penny. It'll just take an hour of your time. Just come to the bezin, please come to the bezin. We won't send you any bill. We'll pay for everything. Yeah. So that was the practice, Bismarck and Mara, that the wife paid for the get. It's a practice today also. The wife paid for the get. The husband didn't pay. So that's what Rabbi Tainis Rav Chizda Eilemo. If what you are meaning to say is that all the gittin are possible because Rishim Nechsid the Kosav, because the Torah requires the husband should write the get, that the husband should authorize the sefer to write the get. And here it's considered that she's writing the get. Why? Because she pays the bill. She pays the schara sefer. So Rabbi says that's wrong. That you're wrong, Rav Chizda. That's not a concern because we have a din. The Dilma Aknui Akne Le Rabbanon. Maybe the Chachamim made a takana, not the Dilma. Robert didn't want to bap Rav Chizda over the head. He said in a nice way, you are wrong. The din is that you're wrong. But he said, maybe the din is that he meant you're wrong. The din is that he's wrong. The din is the wife paid for the get. The husband didn't pay. So he says it's absul deraisa. Not just an Asik din imamunus who's supposed to pay and he'll. Pile does work for the Balabayas, it's considered as if he did it for him. So whoever pays the money, the sefer is writing for that person. If the wife pays for the get, he wrote the get for her, he didn't write the get for the husband. So that's not called Sivu Yabal.
Why was the wife paying? If it's a day
it's not a mitzvah. The husband didn't want to divorce his wife. Like many times, the husband does want to give a get. So in order to coax the husband, so they promise him it's not going to cost you a penny, it'll just take an hour of your time. Just come to the bezin, please come to the bezin, we won't send you any bill, we'll pay for everything. Yeah. So that was the practice, Bismarck and Mara, that the wife paid for the get. It's a practice today also. The wife paid for the get, the husband didn't pay. So that's what Rabbi Tainis Rav Chizda Eilemo, if what you are meaning to say is that all the gittin are possible because Rishim Nechsid the Kosav, because the Torah requires the husband should write the get, that the husband should authorize the sefer to write the get. And here it's considered that she's writing the get. Why? Because she pays the bill. She pays the schara sefer. So Rabbi says, that's wrong. You're wrong, Rav Chizda. That's not a concern. Because we have a din. The Dilma Aknui Akne Le Rabbanon. Maybe the Chachamim made a takana, not the Dilma. Rabbi didn't want to bap Rav Chizda over the head. He said in a nice way, you are wrong. The din is that you're wrong. But he said, maybe the din is that he meant you're wrong. The din is that he's wrong. The din is that the get is good. Because the Chachamim made a takana that if the wife gives the money to the sefer, we consider it mitam hefke bezen hefke as if the husband paid the sefer. So it's considered that it is because of. That's what he argues. The Dilma maybe means that is the truth. Aknui aknu le rabbanon. The rabbanon were makna the money to the husband, and it's considered as lay means to the husband, so it's considered as if the husband paid the sefer. So that cannot be a reason to pasul again. So that's what we pasul in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that if the wife pays for the get, that's not a problem.
What kind of opinion?
So that's the shaila. So Rashi, I think, writes hefke bezn hefke. Rashi writes hefke bezn hefke. That has to do with the shaila that we raised before. But the Rishonim ask, how is a get good if it's turf dalarams? Dalarams is only a kinyan of the Rabbanon. So the woman is married, the woman is an Eshes Ish Deraisa, so how can a get that's only good with the Rabbanon be good to create Gerishim? The Sam Rishonim said, what's the problem? Hefker bezen hefker. If with the Rabbanon they said Dalar Amis is kinda for me, so once they establish that it's a kinyan with the Rabbanon, every kinyan with the Rabbanon becomes a kinyan in Atayra. And the other half, a big dispute in Rishonim, Marochim ul Marochim, all the Rishonim are involved. The other Rishonim say that's wrong. Hefker bezen hefker only works in Atayra, lahafkir. To take something away from me, hefke bezne hefke, but to give over ownership to someone else, how can that be? That's the way the Nesivis explains. Hefke bezne hefke means like this. Usually there's a rule, ain't on a mafke dovish ain't a shaloi. So how can you can't be mafke my property? But we learn out from Sukkim, Takin Gittin later on Daf Lamed Ches, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The Bezdin has the right to declare my property as Hefker. They're considered as if they are the Baila. You can't say Ein Olam Afke Dal B'Shem Shaloi. They're considered as if they are the Baila. So the Sivis says fine. So they're considered as if they're the Baila. So they have the same Kerech as the Baila. So just like I could be Mafke my own property just with Dvarim, I declare it's Hefker. So the Bezdin has the ability to be Mafke my property. But I can't be Makne my property to someone else. I can't transfer ownership to somebody else without a Maisa Kinyan. So the Bezdin doesn't have powers. The Bezdin's power can't exceed my power. So the Nesiva says, how come in Gan Shas it says, Hefke Bezdin Hefke, even to give over Bailis to someone else? He said, that's only Midir Rabbanan. That half of Hefke Bezdin Hefke is not Minatur. The first half of Hefke Bezdin Hefke, that Bezdin can declare my property as Hefke, the Kol HaKodim Zoch, or whoever wants can take it, that's Minatur. The Gemara says it's Minatur, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. But the second half of Hefke Bezdin Hefke, even the Haknes Lacherim, the Nesiva says that can't be their eyes. So how can the Bezdin's power exceed the power of the Bailim himself? The vote is that Bezdin has a right to act as if they're Baal. And other Rishayim and other Achrayim Diktois disagrees. It's Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Beis Yosef, and it's Machlokes Diktois and the Sivis. And then they point out, so Machlokes, every Rishon and every Achrayim took a stand on this issue in one place or another. Keseder, in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, you have this Machlokes Keseder. So here by the Get, you have the Machlokes, by the Kinyan Dalaramas. By the Kinyan Dalaramas. How is it good if you assume Dalaramas only with the Rabbana? So half of the Rishonim said, Hefke Bezdin Hefke solves the problem. And the other half of the Rishonim said, no, how can it solve the problem? What do you mean? The get becomes hers, Midirabbanon. But it's only Midirabbanon. Hefke Bezdin Hefke to be Makne only works Midirabbanon, doesn't work Minatur. So they said it has to be Afkin Rabbanon le Kiddush Mine. It must be that they canceled, they pulled out the whole Kiddush. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Right. That could be. That could be. So the Gemara says the practice then is that the sefer has to write on behalf of the husband, and if the sefer wants money, the husband has to pay, and if anybody else pays, whether the wife or anybody else pays tignes, if they want to pay, they should give the money to the husband, and he should pay. And the practice Bismarck Gemara was that the wife paid for the get. So that's why Rav Chisda Rabbah said, if this is what you have in mind, that all the get are no good because the wives pay. He says, what's the problem? Hefke Bezdin Hefke. So you could say that that's the pshat. You could say Hefke Bezdin Hefke means we consider it as if the money didn't belong to the wife, as if the sefer is doing for nothing. Okay, the sefer is zeicha the money, mina Hefke. Or you could say the other way. Aknu lei rabbonon, they were makna, the literal translation, where it sounds like they were makna the money to the husband. Yeah, so it sounds as if Hefke Bezdin Hefke works, mina ter. The details are not so crucial. So just to finish this up, in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes. What was the takana of the Rabbanan? What was the takana? Mishum Meguna. Mishum Meguna. A lot of times the husband doesn't want to pay a penny. So the only way to get him to give a get is if the wife is going to pay. So they made a takana, Hefke Bezdin Hefke, it solves the problem. Good. So what exactly was a takana? So some in Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer, there's a machlokes. Some Rishonim hold the takana was that if the wife pays, it's also good. But how about the husband? The husband should pay. If the husband didn't pay, the wife paid. It's also good. Other Rishonim say, no, the takana was the wife should always pay. And there is Harishonim, when Shonim Kitikunam, that's how they assume everybody followed the din deraisa, that the husband has to pay. And if anybody pays other than the husband, taignish apsul deraisa. And in the Kufas Rav, Rav Chizde, half of the Rishonim say, they made a takana that the wife always has to pay. We don't follow that opinion. We follow the normal shita. The din deraisa is the husband should pay. Takana derabbanan was if the husband is obstinate and he doesn't want to pay, so they made a takana even if the wife pays. You have to add on the word even. Even if the wife pays, it's also good. Hefke bezdin hefke, it's also good. But not that the bedavka the wife has to pay. That's the pasha pshat. Not the bedavka. The stomach's not going to give it a ksuba either. The government in New York, in America, the government makes it pay the alimony. So daddy's not going to mess around with that. The government will not insist. So he doesn't want to spend a penny more than what the government will require of him. In New York, it's very common. No problem. Let's say a boy and a girl are living together for many years and they have many children. They never got married. Children are children. They're not tied water. Children. Kosher, they're not mamzer. Nothing wrong. A mamzer is if someone has a child from someone else's wife. But if it's a pane habal atnuya, the children are ksherim. Doesn't out of wedlock, that's by goyim. A but child out of wedlock is if it's illegitimate. And our halacha, it's not the biggest yichus in the world, but it's not a psul. Out of wedlock is not a psul. But taneishes ish, that's a mamzer.
Maybe it means they didn't out of wedlock when they were married to somebody else, out of their original. You can touch it.
That's a mamzer, yeah. That's but this is not a mamzer. This is not a mamzer. So that's what Rav Chisda made this statement that Rava didn't know. Rav Chisda says, I have a big problem with all the gittin, I hold their apostle. Yechilim, Mifsalim, Kula gittin, their apostle. The Rav said, what's your problem? What's your concern? If you're concerned about the fact that many times, or all the time, the wife pays the sefer, so he claims that's not a problem. There's a takana de rabbanan there. And if he's concerned that it says v'nasan biyada, and the get isn't even worth a shavet pruta, by us the get is worth a lot of money, an expensive piece of paper. Apparently then he used to write on a cheap piece of paper. So he says, and if your concern is elam ishim nichsiv v'nasan, that's your concern. It says he has to give. And Tosis quotes the Dilma. Tosis the Maskel of the Dilma quotes from Agimore in Menachas Daf Samach. You see, in the Tosis the Maskel of the Dilma, towards the end, they're quoting Gemara Menachas Daf Samach and Aleph. There's a pasuk when you bring a normal mincha, when you bring a mincha to the Beis Hamikdash, you have to mix in shemen and you have to have lavona, the samim on the side that you burn. But it's a minchas chayte. So the pasuk says you're not allowed to put in shemen, you're not allowed to put in levana. Minchas kenois, and minchas kenois maskeres of it. So the Gemara is medayik that the lashon pasuk is different. It says lo yosim alei shemen ve lo yitin alei levana. So the Gemara says lo yosim alei shemen, you're in violation if you put shemen into the minchas chayte, even if you don't put in a whole shear, a whole revius of shemen, even if you put in a little shemen. But lo yitin alei levana, if you put in levana, you only violate the aver if you put in a kezayis of levana, because it says lo yitein. Ain nesina pchusim mekashir. The word nesina has the connotation of placing a significant amount, a choshev significant amount.
Father said it's a bar mitzvah. That's your father said it's a bar mitzvah.
About the when it's in contrast, yes, that's my father said. Right, so I forgot already. Okay. I remember hearing from my father, I remember that he said about the bar mitzvah. So Taisus quotes that Gemara said, that's the Havamina here. The Gemara said, when you give the get, elam ishim nichsiv v'nosan, v'hocha, the husband gives a get to the wife, and the piece of paper, such as shmatov, a piece of paper, it's not even worth a shavet pruto. So Rav Chisda, was that what Rav Chisda was concerned about? That since the piece of paper is not worth a shavet pruto, feltach in the sino, so Rav says, that's not a problem. Elam ishim nichsiv v'nosan, v'hocha, lo yai v'lo, midi is not giving a shavet pruto. Sokta harino. Dilma Nesina's Hageti. Maybe the word Venasan just means to give the Rishtar. It doesn't mean a Nesina that it should be a Shavaput and Nesina Bekashir. Sometimes Nesina means Bekashir. That's what Taisis works on. Why is over there in Menachas Dav Samach it does, the Gemara says the Ferit and Nesina needs Kashir. And here it doesn't need Kashir. So that's what Taisis gives Svaris Lachalit. That's my father said over the one answer of Taisis. Taisis says, when it has the two verbs together, when it has Sima next to Nesina, so yeah, then Nesina is Bekashir, and Nesima is Pachas Bekashir by contrast. But if it only says Nesina, not in, doesn't say another verb, doesn't say in connection with another verb, then it doesn't, just says V'nasan B'yada by the Ged, then it doesn't necessarily mean Bekashir. That's what Tosfos gives one answer. That's one shot. So that's what Rava says, it has to be like that. Nobody says that a Ged has to be a Shavah Pruta. How do you know? Teda, I'll prove to you, the Shochem Eitam, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael from over there. Shochem Eitam, they sent a psak from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, that even Ksav Al Yisrael, no is kosher. If you write the get on a piece of paper, that's also no is good. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha with Yisrael Hano, is a Mishnah Einim Kodesh. So Rashi says on that Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. Why is Einim Kodesh? It's never Shavah Pruta. Shavah Pruta is kamu hu shavah limka bashuk. If you would sell it in the marketplace, how much would you get? Yisrael Hano, you're not allowed to sell. It's also banor. You're going to sell it, you're going to make money, you're not allowed to. So it's never Shavah Pruta, Rashi says. And still, the halacha is shalcha meitam. They sent the psak from Eretz Yisrael. But even if you write a get, then Yisrael Hano is good. So you see, it doesn't have to be Shavu Pruta. So if you have a piece of paper that's worth less than the Shavu Pruta, there's also no problem. So that's what Rav said, Rav Chisda should calm down, you shouldn't get so excited, you can't pass a Lenny Gittin. The fact that the wife pays for the Sefer is not a problem. It's a Takana de Rabbanon, that even if the wife pays, or Bedavka the wife should pay, Takana de Rabbanon, it's okay. And the other issue, that the piece of paper is not a Shavu Pruta, Bechalal, not a problem. They can even write the get on Isurei HaNoah, and it's also kosher. So this is a famous din. This, how many times in the history of the world did it ever happen that a husband wrote a get on Isurei HaNoah? Probably never. When did a Meshugan ever write a get on Isurei HaNoah? But the Ktois has such a long arichas on this, such a famous discussion. So when a lot of yeshivas, you learn Gittin, that's the first year, you start from the Chofam and Alach Kostra on Isurei HaNoah. So maybe Bli Neder will have to, next week, we'll have to start again. Gufa, Shof Meitan, Kostra Isurei HaNoah, we'll discuss the Ktois. No, their practice was they wrote on a very cheap piece of paper. Most of the Gittin apparently were written. Most of the Gittin written on cheap pieces of paper, so it was not. Okay. In this week's Sedra, we have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Krisis Bris with Avraham Avinu on Eretz Yisrael and the Bris Milah. And the Psukim imply that there's a connection, that the Bris on Eretz Yisrael is given to Bnei Yisrael if the Skar HaMilah. If they don't observe the Bris Milah, so they don't get Eretz Yisrael. That's the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. So it's interesting, the Shaloh has, in the end of the Shaloh, he has the Rosh Hashanah on the Parashiyos HaTorah, on the Chumash. So he points this out, and then he quotes a Medrash that became very popular in recent years, the last 20 years. But there's a Medrash that says that it's going to come a time before Mashiach will come that the Arabs will be dominating over Eretz Yisrael. What schus do they have that they'll be balabatavim? And the schus that they observe Bris Milah. They observe Bris Milah. Whoever observes Bris Milah, the Pasuk says there's a connection. The Krisis Bris on Eretz Yisrael has a shaychus with Bris Milah. So they quote such a medrash. I don't know exactly where the medrash is. A few Rishani quote such a medrash, and the Shaloh quotes also. Usually the Shaloh's drashas on Chumash, a lot of times are word for word quotations from Rishani. It's not really his. He often doesn't tell you what. A lot of times he quotes from the Cheskuni. A lot of times quotes from other Rishonim, the Feirish, word for word. So this one also, this is from other Rishonim and from Midrashim like that. That the schus, the fact that the Yishmaelim are mekayim the mitzvah of Milah, that's why before Yemos HaMashiach they will have a Shlita over Eretz Yisrael for a period of time. That's an interesting idea. A Nochri is mekayim a mitzvah of Milah. Has some significance. Has a mashmoes. What kind of a significance does it have? So I remember many years ago, Rav Soloveitchik gave a big Yartzeit Drosha. When he was still healthy, he gave a big Yartzeit Drosha about mitzvahs that Bnei Noach want to volunteer. There is a concept of Eda Mitzvah Yoisa. The woman goes and volunteers, she benches Esrik. The woman listens to Kiyah Shefa, the woman sits in Sukkah. Eda Mitzvah Yoisa. The Gemara talks about such a thing. And what if a Nochri, the woman has Chach HaKdushas Yisrael? He says, Kiddushana B'mitzvah Yisivana, even though she's not Mechuyev and Esrig and Shefer and so on, still we pass on Allah. She says the bracha because she has a kedushas Yisrael. What if a Nochri is going to volunteer to bench Esrig? It makes sense to say kedushanu b'tzoyis. Of course not. He can't say a bracha. But if the Nochri wants to shake the lulav and the Esrig, he does the mitzvah. He performs the mitzvah. On a bracha. Is there a kiyum? Is there a kiyum if a Nochri volunteers? So Rav Soloveitchik had an interesting idea. And he gave Alderach HaDrash, Alderach HaLocha, whatever it was, he had the following guidelines. He thought that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos has two kolot. Chaviv Adam Mishnevi B'Tzelem, Chaviv Yisrael Shenikru Barim Lamokha. He thought the Eden have two unique features. They are Barim Lamokha in addition to Tzelem Elakim. And the Yom Yisraelim have Tzelem Elakim, and they're not Barim Lamokha. That's what it says in the Chumash. Barim Atem L'Hashem Elakecha. We are Barim, and the other Yom Yisraelim are Tzelem Elakim. So he said, from the Taryag Mitzvahs that we have, some of the mitzvahs stem from the fact that we have Tzelem Elokim. The Ribbono Shel Olam could have just as well given the mitzvahs to the Yom Yisraelim, but he didn't. For whatever reason, he didn't give to them. And some of the mitzvahs that we have stem from the fact that we are Barim Lamo. So those mitzvahs that stem from the fact that we have Tzelem Elokim has a shaychus to the Yom Yisraelim as well. So on those mitzvahs, if they'll volunteer, but they're saying it's Rabbi Yosa, makes sense that they'll have a kiyum on mitzvah. But on those mitzvahs that stem from the fact that we are Barim Lamo, so that doesn't make any sense. What's he going to, let's say, Yisrael will volunteer not to be Mitamei Lameis. A Kohen is not allowed to be Mitamei Lameis. What is he volunteering? Not to go to a Levaya? there isn't even the Tarasena Mitzvah of Yosef. It just doesn't make any sense. If you don't have Kedushas Kuna, you have no Shaykhas with that. So that's Rav Soloveitchik. So he was interpreting a Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, where the Rambam gives the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and then he says if the Nochri wants to volunteer additional mitzvahs, when is he allowed to, when is he not allowed to, this is what he suggests. So remember at that time, they started to chepe him, the son-in-law, Bar Lichtenstein, started to chepe him in the middle of the Shia, but the Rambam says Beferish, not so in Hilchas Milo. The Rambam says Beferish, that if the Nochri wants to volunteer to perform mitzvahs Milo, Milo is an os bris, b'ni b'nechem l'derasechem, hama nivchor. If the Nochri wants to volunteer bris Milo, so the Rambam sounds like he gets a mitzvah b'tarasenim silvias. So the Rav said, no, the Rambam doesn't say that. He reread the Rambam. Then a Baron Lichtenstein tiny, but the Tshuvas HaRambam is Beferish. So the Rav said, well, we're not so sure who wrote the Tshuvas HaRambam. We don't have Lav Shmei Daram Chasal. We don't have the original manuscript. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein also has Azam Min Zach in his Tshuvas. In the Igros Moshe, the beginning of the second Chelek Yeredeya. He has that as a correspondence with Rabbi Shapinsky from Flatbush. The one is the editor of the Ora Mizrach. So Rav Moshe also had such a hanoche, that if a hanoche will volunteer bris milah, it's meaningless. So Rav Shapinsky chepped him, what about the Rambam, what about the Tshuva? He also says, the Rambam didn't mean it, and the Tshuva's Rambam, we're not really responsible, we're not so convinced that the Tshuva's Rambam. The Pashto says, these Rishonim seem to say Beferish like that, if they quote a Medrash like that. What do you mean? Bnei Yishmael volunteered to observe milah, and it's absolutely meaningless? It doesn't mean anything? But because they're going to get Eretz Yisrael, and the schus that they're volunteering milah, if it's nothing. What kind of a schlus do they get? So the Pashtus in these Midrashim sounds like a Teller de Gezach. It sounds like there is some kind of a Kima Mitzvah. If Bnei Yishmael volunteer to perform the Mitzvah of Milo, there is a Petorah Seinu Mitzvah of Yosef, there is such a Kim. The Rambam, the Gemara says Bnei Keturah, Avraham Avinu married a wife whose name was Keturah. And then it says he had, I think, 8 children with Keturah. So the Chazal say in the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the sugya of Bnei Noach that Bnei Keturah are chayiv in Milo. So there's a machlokes there, Rashi and the Rambam, what that means. So Rashi learns Avraham Avinu was obligated to be mal his 8 children from the wife Keturah because he was Jewish, he was a Jewish father, and even though they weren't Jewish, that was the din. The father's mechayiv to be mal, but their descendants, the descendants of Bnei Keturah, they're goyim, they're not mechayiv. The Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi. The Rambam learns the Bnei Keturah means not the 8 children of Avraham Avinu. Avraham was mechuyev. No, all the Rashi learns that there are 2 parts to the mitzvah milah. That's what the Hashulchan has a whole arichas. There are 2 parts. When the father has children who are not Jewish, we don't have such a thing. Bisman hazeh. If a man lives with a nochris and the children are not Jewish, Papidin, they're not misyachas achor. They're not his children. There's nothing to discuss. But in the days of Avraham Avinu, this din wasn't yet given. So Avraham Avinu was considered the father. He married Keturah. And his children, he was mechuyev to be malos children. So the obligation to be malos children was just an obligation to do the surgery. There was no chiyuv hachnosa lebris because they weren't going to carry on the tradition of Kedushas Yisrael. By Yitzchak, and by Yitzchak's children, the obligation of the father to be mal the son has 2 parts. Has a mitzvah smilan, has a mitzvah hachnosa lebris. That's why we say 2 brachas. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu ala milo. Then you say, fill a mitzvah. In either case, he's chayiv mitzvah. The Rambam holds that b'zman is that all the umasoylam are chayiv to be mal, misofik, sofik, the rise of the chumah. Maybe you're one of the lucky b'nei keturah. But he says that they wouldn't be chayiv mitzvah. But this other Rambam, when the Rambam says, if any nochri volunteers, b'toras ene mitzvah v'yoseh, to fulfill milo, the Pashtus, he doesn't mean he's volunteering because maybe he's one of the Bnei Keturah. No. He talks about, he's Vadai not from the Bnei Keturah. Chinese, Korean. Vadai not from the Bnei Keturah. He's volunteering to fulfill a mitzvah, but Torah ain't a mitzvah of Yosef, not but Torah's fake of their eyes. And he's still the Pashtus and the Rambam. Rav Moshe couldn't believe it. The Rav couldn't believe it either. They said it's not so. But the Pashtus and the Rambam is like all these Rishonim say, that there would be a Kiyum. Even though it's an Oz Bris, how can there be a Kim? The Pashtus, the Ramathins say there would be a Kim. And that's what the Medrash says, that the Bris on Eretz Yisrael is Kshura with the Bris of Milo, and that's why before Bias HaMashiach there'll be a Shlita to the Yishmaelim, because they do perform, they volunteer, they're not from the Bnei Keturah, but they volunteer to perform the Bris Milo, so they have a Psa Shaychas with Eretz Yisrael.
I should be a son of
a
that's part of that.
Stay the first of your life in Echon. They say, and there'll be opinion, the shining opinion, the bracha sauce, and even by Bichas, only the Chachan, the father, and now the four of them.